Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about dangerous zeal and read to you from 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 16, where we read this. Then he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they had him ride in his chariot. One of the strangest kings of ancient Israel was a man named Jehu. After he was anointed as king over the 10 northern tribes, Jehu took a bow and arrows and got busy. As an agent of God's judgment, Jehu not only killed Joram, the king of Israel, that's in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 24, but he also killed Ahaziah, the king of Judah. That's in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 27. If that wasn't enough, he then killed the wicked wife of Ahab, old Queen Jezebel. That's in verse 33 of 2 Kings 9. He then killed everyone he could from the family of Ahab. That's in 2 Kings chapter 10. You see, Jehu did this as a unique instrument of God's judgment against the house of Ahab. And there was a lot of blood on Jehu's hands. This was the man who said to Jehonadab, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Now, it's true that God gave Jehu a mission of judgment, and Jehu carried it out with great zeal. In this work of judgment against the house of Ahab, he had a complete and energetic obedience to the Lord, even to the disregard of his own safety and comfort. Now, zeal is good. In many ways, we want to see more zeal among Christians today, not less. Paul said that it is good to be zealous in a good thing always. That's in Galatians chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus told the Christians of Laodicea that they needed to be more zealous. That's in Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. Still, the zeal of Jehu, as we see it here in 2 Kings chapter 10, it wasn't all good. It was dangerous in several ways. First, Jehu had zeal only for confrontation and violence. Some people only feel energized by conflict. They seem to always want confrontation and violence, even if it's only verbal violence or social media violence. Make sure your zeal isn't only against others. Second, Jehu's zeal did not result in obedience. 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 29 through 31 describes some of the disobedience of King Jehu. It's possible today to see some Christians who seem to be full of zeal, but somehow that zeal doesn't lead to basic obedience in the Christian life. When that's true, something's wrong. Third, Jehu's zeal was corrupted by pride. A humble man doesn't say what Jehu said here in 2 Kings chapter 10, "See my zeal for the Lord." Zeal isn't something that we put on to show off. When I am proud of my zeal, I'm in a bad place. Because then my zeal becomes a show that I display to impress others. It shows that our zeal is not in the service of God's glory, but it's in the service of making me look good. Now, I wish that, generally speaking, more Christians had more zeal. The disciples of Jesus noticed that our Savior, Jesus Christ, had great zeal. They noticed it in John chapter 2, verse 17. But zeal has its dangers. And it seems that many people fall into the trap of an ungodly zeal, failing in the same ways that Jehu did. Today, let's make this our prayer. Lord, make me a zealous Christian, and in the very best way. You can pray that prayer today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.